You know, St. Paul wrote the vast majority of the New Testament. And have you ever wondered what it might have sounded like if somebody else had written it rather than St. Paul? Say somebody like Father Mario. You know, this first line of the reading from Philemon would have read, "I, Mario, an old man." Now, sometimes people think I'm too harsh on him. That you know, you can only push these things so far, and then they're not funny anymore. I'll tell you when they're not funny anymore. In the first verse of the psalm this morning, it reads, "For 1,000 years in your sight, God, are like yesterday." Well, if that be true, then Mario was born not yesterday, but yesterday's yesterday, yesterday's yesterday, yesterday's. And I think there's one more yesterday in there. But what do I know? Well, anyway, enough about Father Mario. You know, asking God for things, is a tricky business. We might even say that of the four basic types of Christian prayer, petition, adoration, contrition, and thanksgiving, the prayer of petition demands the most thought and deliberation. The first reading for this morning addresses this challenge indirectly, asking rhetorically, who can know God's counsel? Or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. We might paraphrase these verses by asking, when I pray, how can I get my human free will to align with God's divine and providential will? How do we make those two go together? So, to fine-tune our prayers in order to make them more effective, here's a question for you. But be careful. It's a trick question. When we petition God in prayer, should we pray for a good thing? The answer is yes and no. Today's scripture passage explains why, by giving us examples of and by describing the virtue of Christian prudence. To most people, prudence does not seem the most compelling of Christian virtues. After all, it's not as simple as humility, as bold as courage, or as sublime as charity. As virtues go, prudence, it's like sort of a bowl of oatmeal. Nonetheless, if someone were to ask you, should you pray for a good thing? Then I believe that you should answer no. The definition of prudence shows us why we should not pray for just a good thing. Notice in this definition the two tasks of prudence enables us to carry out. The Catechism of our Catholic Church, and we are most blessed to have a book that contains the Catholic Christian answers to all our Catholic Christian questions. The Catechism defines prudence as the virtue that disposes practical reason to discern our true good in every circumstance and to choose the right means to achieving it. Oh, Father, you're making this thing too complicated. No, Prudence empowers us to do two things. First, to see our true good in a given circumstance. And second, to choose the means to reach that true good. So prudence guides both our intellect in seeing the true good and our will in choosing the true good. Prudence is really the most practical of our all virtues because it guides the marriage of intellect and will in our daily life. Nonetheless, as insightful as this definition is, well, it begs an important question. What is this true good? Our scripture passages today show us how this true good is not just the good as opposed to the bad. The true good is the very best good out of many good choices. When we were little, our parents, grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles taught us to make moral choices by recognizing right from wrong, good from bad, what is holy from what is evil. This is the first stage of moral wisdom. This is the foundation of making moral choices. It's essential that we understand that difference. In fact, to put it bluntly, this difference is the difference between, well, heaven and hell. But as a Christian, we have to build upon that foundation. God doesn't leave us to do whatever is good on earth as we might choose. You see, there's the difference. Not what we just think is good, but what is the true good. So while the foundation of Christian morality is about good versus bad, we build upon that by hearing God's call beyond only choosing what is good. We are not called by God to achieve mediocrity. Think about that for a minute. We are not called by God to choose just being mediocre Christians, mediocre people who just choose, it's good enough. No, it's not just good enough. God wants us to do far more. He wants us to choose what is best over and above what is merely good. It is in this sense that God does not want you to choose just a good thing. God wants you to choose the very best thing. In other words, good is not good enough. Only the best is good enough for God and for you and for your vocation, whatever God has called you to do. You know, I lived for a number of years in Orange, Texas. Between Orange and Port Arthur is what's called the Rainbow Bridge. I watched it being built. And I always marveled at the engineers who designed it and then built it. They couldn't go, that's close enough for government work, because they started on both sides and they were going to meet in the middle. Meet in the middle over the Sabine River. And if they were off, a foot and a half, 12, 18 inches, oops. Good is not the very best. The Catechism of the Catholic Church uses a striking image to describe prudence, calling prudence the charioteer of all other virtues, the one who's driving the whole thing. In other words, you might think of prudence as being the inner ear of the body of Christ. As your inner ear controls your body's sense of balance, so prudence controls the balance of your soul, including the balance of your moral choices. You could be the greatest football player, a Tom Brady, the most poised ballerina, a Darcy Bustle, or the most agile sprinter in the world, Usain St. Leo Bolt, or the greatest basketball player ever. And then you got to have a list. A Wilt Chamberlain, a Bill Russell, a Michael Jordan, a Magic Johnson, a Shaq, the Bird, and our own beloved Hakeem Olajuwon. But if that one little bitty tiny part in the inner ear didn't work, then you and your strength and your poise and your agility would, well, you just end up falling flat on your face. Everyone needs a sense of balance, not only physical balance, but even more so, moral balance. Other virtues may be more powerful and even more important, but without prudence, they won't allow you to reach for the greatest good in life. As a parent, we don't just want mediocrity for our children. We want the very best for them. And as children of God, we want to make Him proud, to make God proud. We want to offer Him our very best. And you know, that's tough. In a world where we have been given free will, you are not a puppet. You are not a marionette. You have free will. And it is your Christian work and duty to match your will with God's will. Can't just give you a list of goods. We have to struggle every day to figure out what is the very best. We want to offer God our very best. And in our moral choices, God wants us to have a win-win situation. We win, He wins. That's when our wills have come together. God, as a loving parent, wants for us to use our free will, to work with Him, to have it guided by prudence, that we may choose not just the good, not just, it's close enough for government work. God wants us to choose the very best. Amen.